10C, Exercises 3 and 5, page 86.
Wow! It says here that the number of university students in work has risen a lot. Why do you think that is, Max?
The reason for that is very simple, Anne. Now people have to pay tuition fees to the university as well as rent and food costs. Many say that if they didn't work, they'd have to leave.
But academic standards are going to fall. You can't hold down a job and follow a course. One will suffer.
I think that depends to a certain extent. Generally, students have the right to work a few hours a week, not full-time. If it's part-time, I'd say that a hard-working student could manage both. In fact, a lot of students are choosing to work as interns these days to strengthen their CV on graduating, which is a smart move in my opinion.
Yes, I think it makes a lot of sense. Maybe not in the first year, but the second. The problem with that is they take a lot of the entry-level positions from graduates.
Yes, I see your point. How can I get a job as a vet's assistant if a second-year student is interning there?
And the worst thing is when they do it for free.
Well, that's just for well-off students. I certainly couldn't afford to give away my services for free. But I do agree with you. It reduces opportunities for the less well-off.